on the 14th of September of 2008. As you know, a neighbour had reported not seeing a vulnerable individual who was an alcoholic, and the PSNI went to his home the following day, and despite the fact that the man had died the day previously, or had been at least, you know, the post-mortem had shown that he had died prior to the first reporting coming in, that the PSNI failed to locate his decomposing body, which was lying on a sofa underneath a blanket. His living conditions, I have to say, were very difficult and challenging for the PSNI to go in, but the PSNI should have entered his home with suitable protective clothing, and they did not. And they did actually record that they carried out an extensive search, and they had not. They had only done a cursory glance. The following day, two other PSNI officers went to the man's home, and again, they failed to locate his body, even though they had actually the appropriate protective clothing on him.
The thing with these situations, we have to learn from them, or else these kinds of incidents go off in vain.
Well, without doubt, and had it not been for a member of the public's persistence in repeating her concern, which she did to the PSNI, and the PSNI hadn't actually recorded a safety for concern report, which could have meant that the result of that they had lost sight of the situation if the member of the public hadn't been phoning in.